show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carrie, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
I'm super excited. It's my favorite time of the week once again. I've donned my wiener costume and parked my vintage Oscar Mayer wienermobile at the Soloway's hot dog factory outlet, and buns are lined up all the way down the block. Let's get slathered in condiments. It's time for Order Up.
Wow.
We had a break last episode from a saucy intro.
He's back.
Is it hot in here?
Woo!
Lathered in condiments. Wow. I haven't been lathered in condiments since high school. Never
mind. Okay.
Am I having a hot flash? Woo!
Wow. I look great in a giant wiener costume. So, you know.
Oh, listeners, it's Kelly Somnikas along with Mary, Carrie, and Matt. Matt, whom, by the way, has a Oscar Wienermobile model in his office. Matt, I'm just wondering, because I've been in the studio, of course. I've never been in the Oscar Wienermobile, but they occasionally will post, like, who needs a summer job, and do you want to drive that? Would you drive that truck around?
I mean, that would be like an honor. That's like getting knighted for people who have problems with hot dog consumption. So, yeah.
I'm wondering, people who drive that, how much of like a sex magnet that is. Like, do you think there's been a lot of sex in the Wienermobile?
Yeah, there's sex at like band camp. Yes, of course there's been sex in the Wienermobile. I mean, it's nerdy, it's weird. There's going to be people who are going to be into that, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like, given the faces of Mary and Carrie right now, I'm disappointed my co-host by asking that.
You're joining me on the dark side.
I mean, I dated a man in a van who lived in his van and would take me out to dinner in the front seat of his van.
How romantic.
Fancy. He'd order
and you
pizza.
Let him get away? Jeez.
And I let him. He was the one that got away, Carrie. Are you kidding? I'm sorry. So happy when I met my husband, because he paid for dinner and we were actually at a restaurant. So
wow, you deserve it.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so glad.
That's nice.
So the answer to your question, hell yeah, I'd have sex in a Wienermobile.
I would too. I'm not going to lie. I would too have sex in a Wienermobile.
Check. Absolutely. And because I'm hungry after I have sex, the snacks are built in. It's great.
Yeah. That's true. Mary, would you?
Would I what? Sex in the Wienermobile?
Come on. If Mark was lucky to have a date night and he rents the Wienermobile.
Okay, listen, if he's put some time and effort and money into this, I'm going to feel obliged. So sure. You know, I mean, you're married for a long time, things get rote. And if he's putting the effort in, you want to reward these kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would it be my first choice? No, like the Hilton with the nice fluffy pillows would be better.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting older. You know, my back, my neck, things are happening, you know, we're not as spry as we once were. I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, if anybody from Oscar Mayer is listening to today's episode, call us. We're happy to.
I'm just imagining that, like, you're lying there post-coitus and you just, like, reach over. Instead of a cigarette, you start, like, eating a hot dog.
You are from Canada. Post-coitus. Woo!
God. Very sophisticated. Matt's going to start writing Oscar Mayer wiener fan fiction.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
And Fabio is of a certain age. You could get him as the cover, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
Him eating a hot dog.
Oh, man. I think we know what season 11 might be if that happens. Oh, dear. Anywho, we put that into the ether. Matt, do you have any fun food facts to put into the ether today?
Yeah, I do. Now, Asia has done some amazing fusion food. You have Vietnamese French food due to its long relationship with French cuisine. But South Korea has a long standing presence of the U.S. and U.S. citizens in the country and has led to a lot of Korean American fusion, giving us Korean street toast, bacon tteok gui, and of course, the Korean corn dog. Instead of being a cornmeal based coating, the Korean corn dog is made from French fries, panko breadcrumbs, and crushed ramen, often mixed with rice flour, making up the batter. Not to mention they often inject it with fillings like mozzarella cheese, sausage, fish cakes, and it's not just an American corn dog. You've got the wiener on a stick. Well, they've got a wiener and a bun on a stick, battered up and deep fried. It's some next level corn dog deliciousness. And it's often served wrapped in bacon or mashed potatoes.
Oh my goodness.
And this is the point where my inner Liz Lemon is, I must go there. So, yeah. That just sounds so good. I mean, it'll kill me, but it sounds good.
Yes. What a way to go. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah. The last season at the Jays games, they did have a Korean corn dog that was covered in ramen.
Oh.
I don't know if it came back for this year, but it was delicious.
Sounds good.
It was so good. Yeah. What else you got, Matt?
The one professional sport that I'm shocked hasn't led to more deaths is professional eating. In particular, professional hot dog eating. We previously discussed the origins of the Nathan's hot dog eating competition as a proof of patriotism at the Coney Island boardwalk. But now it's a hotly contested challenge between the greats like Gideon Ogie, Matt Stoney, and of course, the Joey Chestnut. Joey has said he enters each contest after fasting to empty his stomach to make room for the food. He also uses a dunk and shove or dip and go method, dunking the bun in water or a beverage to help prevent from choking. Joey actually has a very specific technique called the breakdown, where he breaks it into bite-sized chunks and then we'll eat them individually. There's also the Solomon method, where you take the dog out of the bun and eat them separately. With many of these professional food eating athletes doing things like throat relaxation exercises, jaw muscle clenching and strengthening techniques for maximum chew, as well as tongue stretches to keep from spraining their tongue.
Your tongue?
You can sprain your tongue. You know, it hurts. It hurts.
Wow.
I've only done it after having a seizure. So did something, but I can't say I did it deliberately, but yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Now, Joey has said that after he eats, he's gobbled down his hot dogs, he enters an exhaustion state, much like after eating a big Thanksgiving dinner, which to be fair, if I ate 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes, I would be passed out too. Yeah. So, I think that would actually be the least of my concerns, to be frank.
Wow. Matt, you used the word athlete.
Yeah.
Hey, look, if ballroom dancing and chess can be called athletes, I think professional food eating is, you know, at least you're doing something physical there.
I was an athlete my whole childhood. Okay.
You just never went pro, Mary. You just never went. You were a contender.
Hung up on the sprained tongue. I'm just imagining the sling. You put a sling on your tongue.
Like in A Christmas Story.
There you go. With our friend Scott Schwartz, previous guest. That's right.
Well, let's make room for our guest and more hot dog and sandwich questions. It's episode 7 of season 10 of Order Up. All righty, Mary Kennedy, who's our guest today?
Our guest Kelly, look at me, so prepared, is Precious Chong, everybody. She's an award, yeah, you're giving big claps. She's an award-winning actress, writer, filmmaker, and comedian living in Toronto. Her love of cinema began at an early age when her hippie parents took her to whatever movie was playing because they couldn't afford a babysitter. Everybody, put your hands together for Precious Chong. Yay. I didn't read that.
Hello. Hello. You know, it's always cringy when you're like, oh, I really need to update that on my website.
Oh, well.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much for being here today, Precious.
Oh, I'm delighted.
Now, we got it. I got to ask you, because I asked the co-host at the start, would you have sex in the Wienermobile?
100%. That's totally up my alley. It reminded me of, because I grew up in Los Angeles, and you know that Tale of Pup? You know that place that's shaped like a hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go to Al Gilbert Dance Studio, and it used that place was like literally where we went for lunch on Saturdays, where we would dance all day and we'd go Tale of the Pup. So, you know, it's in my DNA to kitsch places. It's you know, part of my upbringing.
I love that.
If there's a giant anything, you got to go to it.
Yeah.
True. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, a giant hot dog. And then they moved it. They moved it to San Vicente. And then now I think it's open somewhere else, but you know, those were the days.
I love it. Another thing I love about this episode, we've three of the five here, are, when you look at the last names, are related to that person you think they're related to. I am mistaken for being related to a celebrity. Matt, do you have anyone in the Ardil Bank that could be famous?
Like a great, 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 great grandfather was a Lord Mayor of Dublin, and then his son was an Anglican minister who used to get drunk with Yeats. Like, not really, you know, like, that's like half of Ireland, to be honest. Yeah. So, no famous Ardils.
That's okay. You can pretend to be related to Robert Zemeckis with me.
Okay.
There you go.
I know. You should just say that. Do you ever use that, Kelly? Do you ever just go with it?
I will jokingly go with it if I'm dealing with like getting funding for a film. Totally pretend I'm related to him.
Use whatever you can, my friend. Yeah.
But it's amazing how many, and specifically guys, when they've introduced me at comedy shows, I will give the pronunciation of my last name and then they'll go, are you sure? No, I think I am, dude.
Thanks. Thank God you're here.
I promise you. Anyway, Carrie, you've got questions for Precious.
I have 5.5 questions for you.
Amazing.
5 and a bonus. And these are very exciting. And are you ready, Precious?
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go. Question number one. What is the best sandwich?
Oh, yes. I would say like any kind of Reuben situation.
Oh.
You know, with a sauerkraut, with some, or even like a tuna melt. I like that kind of melted sauerkraut mustard situation. That's what I'm into.
You lost me at tuna, but I am into the mustard.
What were you going to say?
I said you tuna, because I don't do tuna, but I do love the mustard and sauerkraut kind of situation. That's awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I mean, the bread, I don't really eat a lot of sandwiches anymore because it's just too much bread. But back in the day, when I was young and spry,
bread everywhere.
You know, you have a big old sandwich. Or that Montreal, what's that Montreal place?
Oh, the smoked meat. Like Schwartz's. Schwartz's.
Mm. Yeah. I lived through I took my son, he was like 16. I took him to Schwartz's and I watched him eat that like gigantic sandwich. Like only a child can eat. Yeah. He was just like, Oh my God. He saw God. He saw God.
There are some sandwiches that are just, especially when you have, I know bread, you know, a lot of us don't eat a lot of bread anymore, but when you have a good sandwich with really good bread and it kind of a little crunchy, but a little soft inside, it's like, oh my goodness, I should do this every day.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So speaking of sandwiches, would you eat a pineapple mayo sandwich? This is a real thing that Kelly Zimnikas, note the pronunciation, Kelly Zimnikas found on the internet. It has a pineapple mayo. Would you try that?
I had a bad experience with pineapple pizza when I was younger.
Oh.
So pineapple anything is kind of iffy. And then mayonnaise, I've only come to like mayonnaise recently. So I had this, there is this, I'm not going to say the joke, but there's a dirty joke I heard when I was little and it scarred me for mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is in the joke. It just grossed me out so much that it's taken me a long time to get back to it. So I would say a definitive no on that. And would you guys do it?
I would.
Kelly would for sure. And she Kelly and Matt keep saying they would and they will.
Yeah. I'll try anything once.
Okay.
Maybe if you chopped up the pineapple in some tuna and made it. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
I'm thinking that's violating a Mary food rule.
Mary has a lot of rules. Going on. Mary has a lot of rules.
I lived off of mayo sandwiches as a larger child in New England. Lived off of them, not Miracle Whip, that's sacrilege. But I would live off mayo sandwiches, you know? And I'm all for a mayo and a tomato sandwich. Bring it on. But mayo and pineapple? I will eat pineapple. So here's what I would do. I would get close to it. I would have a mayo sandwich, and then I would have pineapple afterwards.
Like a chaser.
Maybe chase them if I was in a rush. But for the most, no. Answer's no.
It doesn't intrigue me. I mean, someone talked about maybe grilling the pineapple ahead of time. Maybe that would be a little bit better for me, but I love pineapple. I like you, Precious. I just came to sort of like mayonnaise a little bit. Like I can have it on a sandwich. I don't love it. But no, I would not want to try this sandwich, but Kelly and Matt said they're going to do it. And I want that video.
Oh yeah.
We will.
Okay. A barbecue pineapple is delicious. Oh my God. It's so good.
It's so good. I should actually.
Because even pineapple, I'm a bit iffy with. It kind of makes my mouth feel funny. But,
me too.
I do like a barbecue pineapple.
That's so delicious. Oh my gosh.
But my boyfriend is Ukrainian and he puts so much disgusting mayonnaise on things.
Oh. Too much. I don't know. Don't
it's
like
next
it.
Next level mayonnaise use.
So this, I know you grew up in LA, but you're in Toronto now, and do you have Toronto roots as well?
By way of my child, yes.
Okay, there we go. So now you're Toronto. This is a very Toronto specific question. True or false? Toronto's Winter Garden Theater had its walls cleaned using raw bread dough during its reopening.
Oh, I'm just going to say true because it's such a weird detail. I would make that up, but I don't know that for certain.
Kelly?
Is that true?
Take it away, Kelly.
I used to usher there, Precious. Oh, and
Kelly,
it is 100%, drum roll, true. It's totally true. Yeah, they did.
Okay,
1,500 pounds of bread. 1,500 pounds
of bread. Yeah. So crazy.
Why bread? Why did they do it?
It's a really great art tool. It's a great way to clean dust and dirt off of a painting or an art piece without ruining the paint.
Mm-hmm.
So
isn't that fascinating?
And,
I know.
I mean, it was a government-funded heritage project, so they were probably trying to save money.
Everybody go to Loblaws and get some Wonder Bread. Let's go.
when you next find yourself in the Winter Garden Theater, those walls were cleaned with Wonder Bread.
Wow. Well, it makes you think, remember when you were a kid and you ball up Wonder Bread and it would get so disgusting because of your dirty little kid hands?
Yeah. It's so true, right?
Yeah. So but yeah, isn't dirty that, it's little a, kid hands clean those walls.
It's a weird fact.
No.
So we have another true or false. Subway's most popular sub, the Italian BMT, is named after a literal subway line. True or false?
I'm going to say, I don't know the BMT line, so I'm going to say false. But
okay.
But it doesn't, I don't
Matt?
Know.
Matt?
Now it we're going to take it true. From It is true. It is the Brooklyn-Manhattan transit line that was sold in 1940. It's the NQRW train that runs through Brooklyn to Manhattan.
Amazing. Like, interesting.
It is interesting. I always thought it was, like a previous guest said, I always thought it was like bacon, something, tomato. Like I always thought it was like BLT, but meat or
mozzarella,
something.
Maybe mozzarella, maybe a bacon mozzarella.
Exactly. Like that made more sense to me.
That sounds delicious. It's lunchtime here in Los Angeles.
Now this question five is the big question of the season. We don't want to pressure you, but it is a contentious issue. Precious, is a hot dog a sandwich?
I would say it is. Oh. I would say it is. It's a piece of meat between two pieces of bread. I'd say it lives between a taco and a sandwich, but it's more sandwich than a taco.
Okay.
That's my two cents.
I like this.
Tacos have been coming up a lot in the past few episodes.
It has. It really has.
Yeah.
Taco.
Hot dogs being a taco sandwich hybrid. Yeah.
Oh, Mary, she
can hold it like that. Yeah.
Mary,
I have had to up my blood pressure medication because of you guys. Hot dog is a taco. First of all, and as you know, it's Precious, you lived in LA. I live in LA. If I went up to one of my Latino friends and said, hey, do you think a hot dog is a taco? I would be excommunicated. I would be taken out. Like, are you kidding? No way. Please. Pink's, which I'm taking my son and I'll do a video for you guys. Pink's Hot Dogs does not say Pink's Hot Dogs, the home of the hot dog taco. Does not. Nor does it say hot dog sandwich. No, it says home of the hot dog. I rest my case. Oh my God. I literally.
Mary, breathe. Breathe, Mary.
I do. Pink's is good. It's always has a lineup. Does it still always have a lineup?
Yeah. Or no. It depends. It depends. But for the most part, yeah. So my son, like your son, who's 16, can eat anything. We'll probably sit with a row of hot dogs and eat them.
It's quite a marvel to watch a teenage boy eat. It's kind of – I once bought my son a huge steak burrito just before he went to the doctor. And he just – he ate it so fast. I was like, that would be – I would go to the hospital after that.
My boyfriend is – we're both in our late 40s. He eats at that kind of speed. And I don't – I don't understand. We sit down and I look away and it's gone. It's like, where did it go?
He's a busy man. He's got things to do.
Is that why he got up so much during brunch when I was in Toronto?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Adam Gable eats very quickly. It's part of his
celebrity news.
Where did you go for brunch in Toronto, Mary?
Hot House.
Oh, Hot House.
I love the Hot House. It's so a Toronto good. Classic. And they still have the jazz band, which is amazing.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, that's nice.
You got the jazz band. You got a nice buffet with various options. You got a dessert station.
The buffet. Yeah.
I love a nice buffet. Yeah.
The thing I did not think would come back post-pandemic.
No, that's very true.
You're right.
I'm glad the world didn't lose the buffet.
Yeah. Can you imagine telling our children if it didn't come back and you saw back in the day there was a spread of food that anybody could touch at any time and breathe on? And we don't even blow up candles anymore.
They wouldn't believe us. It'd be like when you tell kids today that, you used to be able to smoke on an airplane.
Right. Yes,
I and in the hospital. And like, well, pretty much everywhere.
It's like, no, kids, there was a smoking section at my high school. It was even in the yearbook. They're like, what are you talking about? Like,
I went to, in my high school, we had a smoking room.
A room. Oh, ours was outside. Ours was outside, but still.
Okay. At the CBC where I used to work, there was a smoking room.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, look how old we all are. Oh. I know. So we have a bonus question. It's sort of the 5.5. It's a disturbing one. This is the question. What the hell is in a hot dog?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hooves. Hooves. I don't know. Snouts. Everything disgusting. I think so, right? Ears.
I know.
I mean, that's what we've been told.
You're probably right.
I kind of don't ever want to know.
I know. So, it's just really gross.
So, and a lot of sodium.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Well, there's a reason why there's the saying, you don't want to see how the sausage is made.
That's very true. Yeah.
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 No, I don't.
But it's true. It's so delicious. I know. It shouldn't be so delicious.
I know. I never read the ingredients. I throw it away. Well, with Precious's answer, breaking news, host, I'm changing my answer.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
Kelly's Nickus.
Just so Precious knows, I started up until episode 5 of this season adamantly saying, no way on earth is a hot dog a sandwich. Then I got convinced. I'm now going to dip. I'm going to play both sides. I'm going to yes and no this one.
Oh, my goodness. She's in the pickle camp.
Don't be so Canadian.
I can see how it should be, and I can see how it isn't.
Okay.
It's too much.
That just gets us in trouble.
I know.
We gotta double down. We gotta be wrong and double down the wrong.
It's so true. It's true.
I'm wrong a lot, Precious.
Oh my goodness.
But with Precious's answer and my change, yes is still leading. It's still
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So we'll see.
I have a question for you guys. Are you a boiled ham hot dog or a grilled hot dog?
Grilled.
You boil?
I prefer nice and
boil?
Grilled.
You boil?
No, I do.
I like a
I boil, but I make sure the water's fresh. I hate it when it's like sitting. I prefer Toronto street meat where it's on the barbecue and grilled.
Yeah.
Like that's ideal. But at home,
I boil.
I don't know. Although my mom, she would split it and put it in a frying pan. And
What a nice mom. That's
She was a good mom. She's a good mom.
I have a barbecue, so we definitely would barbecue. And I like it like super well done.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it so well done that if you leave it, it just shrivels up like dead.
Yeah, that's good. I'm good with that. Yeah.
But here's the thing. There's nothing more sad than when you boil hot dogs and there's leftover and you come back 3 hours later and your husband has kept the sad boiled hot dogs in the pot.
No.
Take them out. Who does that?
It's like you say to yourself, did I really eat that? Oh yeah, I did. And then I have to get rid of it. And then and then I'm bitter and angry and resentful. And then we got to talk about it in therapy. So my friend,
goodness. Yeah.
And now I'm going to have to grill a hot dog for lunch. That's all.
Yes. Yeah. I think you should.
I think we all should.
That sounds good.
Precious, where can folks find you on socials to come see you at a show? What you're doing.
My name, Precious. I think Instagram is Precious Shelby Chong, and then TikTok is Miss P. I mean, I lurk on TikTok. I'm not active. I try to be. Yeah. And just my name, Precious Chong, Chong.
Yay. There we go. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back with a new episode and Lord knows what I'll decide next time. I don't know.
Order Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Carrie Hain,
Kelly Zemeckis.
And original music is by Rebecca McDonald.